The Book of Proverbs, chapter 21. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. So far the reading. You may be seated. In the name of our Lord. This week in chapel, we are being reminded that the faithful hold a dual citizenship. In the Old Standard Gospel reading for the 23rd week after Trinity, our Lord teaches us to render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. He teaches us to tend to our responsibilities in both realms where we hold citizenship and to do so in the manner that is appropriate to each. Our ultimate citizenship is in heaven, in the kingdom of God. That kingdom is ruled by Christ. And he is able, as the apostle says, to subdue all things to himself, because all power in heaven and on earth belongs finally to him. But now we must live in a state of waiting and anticipation of his coming in glory to judge the living and the dead. When he comes in glory, he will transform our lowly bodies and bring them into conformity with his glorious body. That is our Christian hope with regard to the kingdom of God. But now for a time we live here in this world where earthly government holds sway. And as long as that is the case, we were reminded yesterday that among our duties here is the duty of praying for rulers and all in positions of authority, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. God confers great blessings and benefits through the institution of earthly government, and these benefits are included in that daily bread in the broadest sense of that word, which our Lord teaches us to pray for. Government is among the things we need for this body and life. It is part of the providential care of God for his creation, even in its fallen state. Government provides the peace and order which we need to carry on in our various duties and callings. In Romans 13, St. Paul explains that the authority of government ultimately comes from the authority of God himself. There is no authority except from God, the apostle writes, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. And furthermore, government is God's minister to you for good. Therefore, he concludes, give government what is due to government. Pay your taxes. Show honor and respect to those who exercise authority. The government functions as one of those masks or coverings behind which God carries out his providential care. But today, on the basis of our short reading from the book of Proverbs, we will explore briefly another aspect of the relationship between God and government. In a fallen world, we can anticipate that those who have authority may abuse authority. It is a rare human being who can hold power over others and resist the temptation to use that power for personal, selfish gain or advantage. Here it will be a comfort to the faithful to know what restraining forces are at work to curb the abuse of power. And so we find this saying in the book of Proverbs. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, like the rivers of water. He, that is the Lord, turns it, that is the heart of the king, wherever he wishes. The point is that as powerful as any earthly ruler might be, God exercises control over the ruler and makes him ultimately serve his purposes for the benefit of his people. And while this may not always be obvious to outward appearances, it is nevertheless so. And this often involves a process by which the proud and the powerful are brought low and humiliated, and their schemes are foiled. The writer of this proverb uses an illustration from agricultural practice to make his point. He says, a farmer guides the water he needs to make his crops grow to just the right place by channeling that water through the canals which he has constructed. He gets the water to the point where it is needed by his planning and engineering and hard work. Our reading refers to rivers of water, but it is actually talking about man-made channels. The king's heart, that is, the thoughts and the intentions of the ruler, these things are made to serve the purposes of God. God directs them as a farmer directs the flow of irrigation water to the right field at the right time. Consider some examples from the Bible. The Pharaoh of Egypt at the time of Moses was the most powerful man in the ancient world. Egypt was just entering into its empire age, its most glorious period, the time when it enjoyed the greatest heights of power and prestige in the ancient world. The power of the Pharaoh seemed to be irresistible in his plans to enslave the people of Israel and even to carry out genocide against them. But his heart was finally in the hand of the Lord God of Israel, and he channeled it in the way he willed it to go. The Pharaoh hardened his heart against the will of God in connection with the plagues on Egypt. And finally, God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. The Pharaoh, in his rage and madness, chased after the people of Israel, and he and his army were drowned in the sea. Israel was delivered and exalted. The Pharaoh was humiliated. The pronouncement of the Lord followed, I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh. The king's heart was in the hand of the Lord, and he turned it to serve his purpose for the deliverance of his people. One of my favorite places in the Old Testament which illustrates the same point is found in the book of the prophet Isaiah in chapter 7. In the middle of the 700s before Christ, a powerful king arose in Assyria by the name of Tiglath-Pileser, and he succeeded in bringing a large part of what we call the Middle East under the dominion of the Assyrian Empire. But the prophet Isaiah summarizes his accomplishments in this way. The great Assyrian king was simply, he says, a hired razor, in the hand of God to accomplish his purposes. In this case, it was judgment against the people of the kingdom of Israel. And just as in those days a man might hire a barber with a razor to do some shaving, so the Lord wielded the proud king of Assyria in his hand to do his bidding. The king's heart was in the hand of the Lord. The prophet Isaiah actually furnishes us with many such examples of proud and powerful rulers of empires whose hearts the Lord turned in the direction he wanted them to go. Great Sennacherib of Assyria, Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, Cyrus the Great of Persia, they were all simply tools in the hand of God. When Jesus stood on Good Friday before Pontius Pilate, the local agent of the mighty Roman Empire in the province of Judea, Pilate said to Jesus, "Don't you know that I have the power to crucify you and the power to release you?" Well, Jesus set the record straight with this clear and blunt response. "You could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you from above." The power of the Roman Empire finally had to serve the purposes of God to bring about the redemption of mankind. Power was in the hand of the Lord, and he turned it in the direction which he willed. Psalm 2 describes how kings and rulers in a fallen world will plot against the Lord and against his Messiah and against his people. They may shake their fists at the heavens and defiantly attempt to cast off all cords which restrain human pride and rebellion. But the psalm assures us that God, who sits in the heavens, laughs and holds them in derision. He restrains them and channels their intents to serve his will. He richly and daily provides us with what we need for this body and life, protects us from all danger, and guards and keeps us from all evil. And he does this purely out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness on our part, for all which we are in duty bound to thank and to praise and to serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. Let us all pray. Please rise. Lord God of power and might, we thank you that you have graciously spared us from the cruel tyranny of rulers who would abuse the power you have entrusted to them. We pray graciously, let us continue to live in your fear according to your will. Govern and direct our leaders that they may not hinder the obedience which is due to you alone. Turn their hearts to serve your will for the maintaining of righteousness and justice, that we may enjoy happiness and blessing under their government. These and all our petitions we lay before you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.